AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. America's 239th birthday celebration is history in the Eastern Time Zone. It ended with a bang in the skies over Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, where the granddaddy of all fireworks displays was held on the National Mall. President Obama hosted a White House picnic for veterans and others on the South Lawn in full view of the show.
On this day, we thank everyone who does so much each and every day to defend our country, to defend our freedom.
Country singer Hunter Hayes added his birthday wishes during a Capitol Fourth concert on PBS.
God bless all of our men and women serving for us. Happy birthday, America. Happy 239th.
66-year-old Billy Joel, the piano man, married 34-year-old girlfriend Alexis Roderick in a surprise ceremony at the couple's annual 4th of July party. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo presided over Saturday's ceremony at Joel's Long Island estate. Matt Stoney shocked the competitive eating world Saturday by upsetting Joey the Jaws Chestnut at Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
It's a surreal feeling. This is my fifth time here at Coney Island at the Nathan's contest. It's here. It's the 4th of July. This is the biggest contest of the year. So to win it means it's an amazing feeling.
Authorities say a Southwest Airlines jet finishing a flight from Baltimore to Denver was parked in a remote area at Denver International Airport tonight because of an unspecified security threat deemed not credible by the FBI. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says he is personally offended by rival Donald Trump's recent remarks about Mexican immigrants. This is AP Radio News. Diana Douglas, the first wife of actor Kirk Douglas and mother of actor Michael Douglas, has died in Los Angeles of cancer at the age of 92. In a May 2003 AP interview, Douglas said she knew her son would become an actor from the time he was 7 years old.
He was quietly all by himself doing an imitation of the janitor downstairs. And I said, "What are you doing, Mike?" And he said, "You know that old guy, the janitor downstairs?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I was wondering what it was like to be him." And I thought, he's got the bug.
Authorities say two people were injured Saturday after a small plane towing a banner crashed on a crowded beach in Southern California. A deck collapsed Saturday night at a North Carolina beach house in Emerald Isle as a family got set to take a group photo. At least 14 people were injured, two critically. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.